people's attitude toward God is extremely important. It determines if you'll ultimately walk towards destruction or into the beautiful destination that God has prepared for you. From the time that each person starts following God, upon which they begin to understand more and more of the truth, to the time that each person does their duties, God keeps a record of each person's various manifestations during this time. God keeps an account, a record of what people's attitudes and various manifestations are, and how they feel toward God in their hearts, among others, when they are faced with all manner of environments and trials while doing their duties. Perhaps you're muddled about these issues, but for God they're as clear as crystal, and there's not even the slightest hint of sloppiness. This is an issue that involves the outcome of each person and touches upon each person's fate and future prospects as well. And more than that, this is where God expends all of his heart's blood. Therefore, God wouldn't dare be inattentive in the slightest, nor would he tolerate any carelessness. God is making a record of this account of humankind, making note of the entire course of humans and their following of God from the beginning right up to the end. Your attitude toward him during this period determines your fate. Is this not true? Is God not righteous? Is this not true? Is God not righteous? Over the course of God's salvation work, he has set a standard for humans that they must listen to the word of God and achieve following God's way. It's this standard that is used to weigh people's outcomes. If you practice in accordance with this standard of God, then you can obtain a good outcome. If you don't, then you can't obtain a good outcome. It's not God alone who determines this outcome, but God and humans together. Because it's God who actively wants to do the work of man's salvation and prepare a beautiful destination for humanity. Humans are the objects of God's work, and this outcome, this destination, is what God prepares for them. God to work on, then he wouldn't need to do this work. If he weren't doing this work, then humans wouldn't have an opportunity to gain salvation. Humans are the ones to be saved. And although those who are saved are on the passive side, it's the attitude of the ones on this side that determines whether or not God will accomplish his work to save humankind. If not for the guidance God gives you, you wouldn't know his standard. Nor would you have an objective. If you have this standard, this objective, yet you don't cooperate, put it into practice or pay the price, then you won't obtain this outcome. That's why one's outcome can't be separated from God, and it also can't be separated from the person.